My name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Welcome to Inside United. I'm here in Lilongwe, Malawi, and with me is a very, very special person, Phileas Jerry from Zambia. Phileas Jerry has been a journalist for many decades, for he had a 36-year career in journalism, and he's widely known and is a known voice on the radio in the Chipata area in the eastern provinces. Welcome to Inside United.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I'm glad to be on this program.
Well, we're just very, very happy to have you here. I had made a podcast with you almost a year ago, and that was in Chipata, where we were in a cornfield. So I'd like to hear a little bit more from you, and tell us a little bit about the Chipata Church.
So when we started, how this church, United Church of God, started in Chipata was very, very interesting, because we started on radio. We felt, after reading the resources and also watching the YouTube versions of Beyond Today, I felt personally that the messages were so good, so strong, that they had to be shared.
Well, that's the thing that's so interesting to us. Yeah, that's is not usually the way we've been doing things in the United Church of God. You know, this has been somewhat unique of having a specific radio program in a regional area that has built and established churches. So we have really wanted to congratulate you for your innovation. Can you explain more about how you do this?
So I will choose my subjects according to time. Like, for instance, at a time like this, which is normally called Easter out there, when they talk about Good Friday and all that. So I'll choose, for instance, a topic like 3 days and three nights, download it and study the content. After studying the content, I would know which part of the program must go on air. Leaving room at the beginning for me to introduce the program, the key points, and at the end, leaving room again to re-emphasize the key points of the program before I close. And then, of course, the one I download has got contact information, which is USA-based. So I'll change that as well and put maybe my phone number, my pastor, Major Talama's number, so that we can get feedback, which we can handle.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great the way you've been able to not only do the program, but also be on top of the feedback and have a strong desire to get back to the people and talk to them. Tell us about how you used radio and how you built not only your audience, but also the congregation in Chipata, and you also have three or four other satellite groups. Tell us more about that.
At first, we did not have any resources in terms of money to pay to the radio stations. I used my pension after retiring from government. I felt it was needful to use my pension just to get the message on radio. But because of the amount of what I could afford, we used a small radio station out in Petauke, which is 200 miles south of Chipata. But because we could not very well monitor that particular production, we moved later on the same program to a local radio station, which was feel free in Chipata. And we're able now to monitor and also take charge of the feedback. There was a lot of feedback. A lot of feedback, almost every program, people would start phoning in. The first questions were, what sort of church is this? What sort of truth is this? It is in the Bible, but we didn't know that it is there. So slowly people indicated. Indicators were that people started listening to the program. And for one, there's a place in Ilundazi, north of Chipata, 165 kilometers north of Chipata, where people actually would sit around a radio, ordinary radio, on a Friday evening, the starting of the Sabbath, 5:30 p.m., just to listen to the program, to the broadcast. And for me, the indicator that people were listening was that immediately the program is on, people would be phoning me. Mm-hmm. So it happened also in southern Chipata. It happened in the Luangwa Valley and all many other places. And I believe it is from this radio program that now the church came into being. In Chipata itself, most of my members will testify that they are in it after listening to the radio program.
I just wanted to ask you a little bit about your history about how you came into the church. Your history is a little bit unusual in the fact that you only became a member of the church in recent years, after having heard the truth of God for many, many years. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I was educated in Zimbabwe. That time it was Southern Rhodesia. And I did my secondary education at a mission school called Romont. And it was there that I met one of the teachers from America who was teaching there. He was an English teacher. He would take anybody who's willing out to have like a fellowship. And this is how he introduced us to the Worldwide Church of God. He would give us some free magazines, which were Plain Truth at that time. And this is when I got my first magazine. And when I read it, it was so simple, so specific, so true, according to its name. So it was from there then that I started to subscribe to the magazine. And from 1965, I continued getting the Plain Truth and other resources. I had this feeling that what I was getting was the true message. But I think it was a process of conversion, because I did not quite change to join the Worldwide Church of God at that time. Until later on in 2005, when I retired, that's when we started thinking seriously about the messages that we're getting. And my wife said, why don't you share this information? But still more, I dilly-dallied. And it was only in 2011, towards the end of 2011, that we tentatively did our first program. It was based on one of the UCG resources, The Road to Eternal Life. We pushed it on a local radio station. Then the feedback was so fantastic. That's how we launched the program, 2012. And up to now.
So it's been 6 years that you've been doing this.
Yes.
6 years.
2012 up to like 2016, it was constantly now coming on the airwaves twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've done an amazing job to be, as he calls it, Zambianized, taking an American program and making it relevant to people here in Zambia and bringing out the core teachings of Jesus Christ that are universal for mankind. We hope to be able to continue the work that Phyllis is doing. And Phyllis, you're doing a fantastic job, and we really thank you for it.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for joining us on Inside United. We're very happy to talk to you again 1 year later here, and we hope that our readers have appreciated getting to know you better, and hope to them get to know you better over time. So thank you for joining us. We hope to see you again.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.